what it's all about and why it matters to you. Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points?
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The indictment against former President Trump has been unsealed. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has details.
It alleges Trump and his personal aide, Walt Nauta, engaged in a conspiracy to keep classified documents he had taken with him from the White House and hide and conceal them. Court filings include photographs of file boxes stored at Mar-a-Lago in a public ballroom, piled in a bathroom, and spilled out on a storage room floor. Prosecutors say some of the documents were marked top secret, some related to nuclear weapons capabilities and sensitive military planning.
The former president will appear in court in Miami on Tuesday. People in cities across the U.S. East Coast may start breathing a sigh of relief after smoke from Canadian wildfires are starting to clear. But CBS's Christina Ruffini in the nation's capital says this incident is very instructive.
For a lot of people in D.C., in Philly, in New York, this is the first time they've experienced this kind of suffocating city-type smoke and smog. There's a lot of people around the world who deal with this kind of pollution, either from man-made causes or from wildfires and things like that, day in and day out. So it's a good wake-up call to people that just because environmental issues haven't impacted you or your city so far doesn't mean they're not going to. And this is something we're all going to have to learn to deal with and address sometime in the future.
Four children who survived a small plane crash in the Amazon jungle have been found 40 days later. The BBC's Will Grant has the details.
On the 1st of May, the Cessna airplane they were traveling in over Guaviare province crashed following engine problems, killing all three adults on board. Yet the children, aged between 13 years and 11 months, couldn't be located.
The children's mother was among those killed in the crash. Lesbian, gay, and bisexual people are more than twice as likely to experience suicidal thoughts compared to heterosexual people.
A study published in Social Psychiatry and Psychiatric Epidemiology surveyed 10,000 adults and found lesbian, gay, and bisexual individuals were also more likely to experience depression and anxiety. Researchers say discrimination and bullying are likely at least partly to blame.
CBS's Michael George. A nationwide drug shortage, including a shortage of some cancer medications, is causing doctors and pharmacists to scramble for alternatives. Tina Reed with Axios on what the FDA is doing about it.
The FDA announced that it was going to allow a Chinese manufacturer to import one of the chemotherapy drugs that's been in shortage into the U.S. That drug has not been approved for use in the U.S. In this case, they're going to allow an exception. They're looking at the possibility of doing that with some other drugs.
More than 130 drugs in short supply this week. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. It's clear something needs to be done about chemicals in Wisconsin's soil and water known as PFAS. If a new study from Minnesota is any indication, removing forever chemicals from wastewater will be very expensive. More from Mike Moen.
The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency estimates it would cost $14 to $28 billion to remove PFAS from the water and biosolids leaving regional wastewater treatment facilities. The MPCA Scott Kaiser led the research project and says trying to add the equipment would be a big adjustment.
Those treatment systems are new, they're complicated, and they just take a lot of money to operate.
The study adds the new types of PFAS are more difficult and up to 70% more expensive to remove and destroy compared to older substances. Forever chemicals are found in a range of products and create serious health risks for consumers. They also can contaminate surface water, groundwater, drinking water, fish, and other wildlife. Sophie Green, PFAS coordinator for the MPCA, says given the magnitude of the costs, they hope the findings compel policymakers and manufacturers to focus on preventing these chemicals from reaching wastewater facilities in the first place.
Source reduction is the most important thing right now because installing these expensive and complicated treatment systems at all of our wastewater treatment plants is just probably not feasible.
She acknowledges it's still a major challenge in swapping out PFAS for less harmful materials since their use in manufacturing has been so widespread. There's also been pushback from some business groups when proposed regulations surface. Still, Green says there's hope in Minnesota, with the legislature this year adopting bans on these chemicals for non-essential items. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Well, I'm coming face to face with my conscience.
10th, 2023. Graduation day for South, North, and West High Schools. Congrats to all and their families. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yellman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage. Here in the Shaw, I am joined by my good friend Anastasia, our engineer extraordinaire. Good morning, Anastasia. And as I always give an ode to Theodora Yellmans and in the park, and she was a graduate of Carroll University, and her legacy is well represented here on this morning's show so many years later by a fellow pioneer who is my guest this morning. Waukesha, please say good morning to living lacrosse legend, Dr. Clara Jelassic, and her coach, Mike Hodge. Actually, two legends in the making here. Welcome and good morning. So glad you could both be here. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
Thanks. No, again, I'm the one that's indeed honored, and I know Anastasia's excited to have you. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Carroll lacrosse and Clara Jelassic, she has been named to the 2023 IWLCA Division III Great Lakes Region, Great Lakes All Region team. Excuse me. She was added to the first team. It's her second or third straight appearance on the All Region list, and her second time as first team. And she was CCIW Defensive Player of the Year and First Team All Conference. I think that was in 2022. Mm-hmm. She led the nation in caused turnovers per game. Appeared and started in all 16 games. Ended the season with 52 goals, 15 assists, and 67 points on 88 shots, had 94 ground balls, 74 caused turnovers, and 118 draw controls. And that's just in one season, right?
Yep.
And she is considered the greatest Division III lacrosse player in this region. So that's really something. And then I just learned in our conversations, you may have heard me call her doctor, she already has a doctorate.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. So Carroll has a direct admit program for physical therapy. So it allowed me to get my undergrad in 3 years. And then I did my grad school in 3 years. So I just graduated this May with my doctorate of physical therapy.
So now we can call you for those who don't know, we can call you Dr. J.
Yep. Like exactly.
So that's fantastic. So you must know my good friend Steve Staub really well then.
Yeah, I've spent my fair share of time in the athletic training room.
That sounds great. Yeah. So your career, once lacrosse is over, could that potentially continue at Carroll University with the work you do?
They don't have any physical therapy on staff.
Okay.
I'm looking to get into a little bit of neuro.
Okay.
And then possibly pediatrics, too, so working with kids.
Wow.
I take the boards at the end of July, so waiting for a job after that and just see where life takes me.
That's terrific. And so Clara is also a Waukesha native.
Yep. I'm born and raised. I went to Waukesha West High School and then stayed here for college. Loved it so much.
That's great. No, that's, you know, because like that's a common question. Oh, something's cutting in here. This must be Jane calling from the farmer's market. Is she on, Anastasia? All right. Hey, good morning, Jane. How are you today?
I am in farmer's market heaven, Don Brown.
This is
fantastic. Seriously, the weather could not be more perfect. And whatever you're looking for, you can find it here at the Waukesha Farmer's Market in the parking lot of Waukesha State Bank. Asparagus. The most gorgeous rhubarb I think I've ever seen, Don.
Wow.
There are flowers, bouquets of flowers, baskets of flowers, anything. I'm gonna nosh my way through the farmer's market over the next 4 hours, and I have it all plotted out already. So you can get a cup of coffee,
wow,
get a little bakery in about an hour. I think I might get some steamed dumplings. There's Mexican food. There's ice cream. There's Thai food, jewelry, pottery, just about everything that you're looking for and more.
Fantastic. Now, this is a real treat for me because normally we have Johnny and Jane Matinier, our station general manager, and also produces As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. So this is a real treat to have Jane here on the show. And I'm really glad you're working. You're enjoying the farmer's market. And
it's fabulous.
Sounds great. And Jane, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the show so far, but we have Clara Jelasic, lacrosse legend. Excuse me, Dr. Clara Jelasic. She's already got her doctorate, and she has 1 year left of eligibility on this wonderful lacrosse program, and her coach, Mike Hodge. Any quick questions for Jane, for Clara and Mike? I know I got you.
How do you do
there.
It? I'm just amazed.
Yeah,
and it's just too bad. It's just too bad you don't have any ambition.
Yeah. But, slacker. Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's true. Go ahead, Clara.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a lot of work. Luckily, like, our team all, like, works together, and workouts are early in the morning before classes start, and practices are after classes are over, and you get whatever time you got after to study, and it always works out.
Sounds great. So
that's so impressive. It really is.
Yeah. So, well, Jane, we'll let you get back to the farmer's market, and we look forward to hearing from you later on in the show with any picks to click going on there at today's farmer's market.
All right. We will check in a little bit. Thank you.
We'll see you then, Jane. See ya. All right. So, Jane Matinier, that's, like I said, this is a real treat for me because Jane's been in radio for, I believe, well over 20 years, I believe 30, and she produces the wonderful As Goes Wisconsin show with Kristen Bry that's on every weekday. And I highly encourage you checking on that show because they've got fantastic guests and they cover a lot of great issues affecting Wisconsin. So, but issue number one here at This Week in Waukesha, our good new friends Clara Jelasic and her coach Mike Hodge. And Mike's also a great story in the making. Mike started the women's lacrosse program at Carroll University. And what year did that happen?
Yeah, so I entered our ninth season.
Wow.
Yeah, and okay. 2014 was when I moved to Waukesha from northern New York. And it's been...
SUNY Canton.
SUNY Canton, the Ruse. We've been, my wife and I, we've lived here for, like I said, 9 years, and just really been lucky and fortunate to have such a great community, great administrators and just individuals helping us along the way, and of course, great athletes that have really made the program what it is today.
That's terrific. And Mike was also chosen as the CCIW Coach of the Year in 2021. And as the program's first head coach, he led the Pioneers to 4 straight winning seasons. And then in 2021, they shared a piece of the regular season CCIW championship. And it was the first since 1988 team title at Carroll, correct?
Yes, first team title. So the football team won the CCW in 1988.
And then first ever women's title in the school's history.
Yeah, so first ever title for any women's team.
Yep. And then for any regular followers of the show, we know that Mike is another exciting addition, or I shouldn't say addition. You've been there maybe longer than the others, but a real wonderful youth movement in the Carroll coaching with Coach Buddha and his young staff.
Yes. So myself, Coach Marie, the men's soccer coach, we've got
Taylor Jansen, basketball, he was on. Yeah.
Yes. And even Coach Schultz with women's basketball.
Right.
We've got some really, I think, excellent coaches across all programs. I can't name a coach that I wouldn't play for at Carroll University.
Sure. So how did you end up at Carroll all the way from Northern New York? I know you went to college in Indiana, Holy Cross, across the street from Notre Dame.
Yeah, so I was grew up just south of the border in Illinois. We I went to Antioch High School. Yeah. And so very familiar with Southeast Wisconsin. Spent a lot of my summers in Wisconsin. So my wife's from Indiana. We're nice. Midwesterners at heart. So living in Northern New York, it was a great experience, and really enjoyed our time there. But being closer to family was important to both of us, and having that just that lifestyle was really important, and being able lucky enough to be here.
And you have two young daughters. Are they future lacrosse players, or you kind of let them set their own path?
Well, I definitely gonna set their own path. But Hannah, my oldest, she's 7, just started the Little Scoopers program with the Waukesha Nighthawks. So just finished her first season, first spring with the Nighthawks Little Scoopers program.
Love it.
Yes,
I love that name too. So, Claire, you are a Nighthawk, which is Waukesha's all high school lacrosse team.
Yep, I actually didn't play my freshman year, but I played my sophomore year. Okay. So that was my first ever time playing lacrosse.
And did you come out of the gate running? Like, would you just a natural at it, or did it just take lots of hard work to kind of get where you are?
I think there's a little bit of natural just growing up in athletics, kind of similar movements. I mean, we've talked about how it's very similar to basketball in a way.
Yeah.
Learning the game was, I think, a little bit easier for me, but there was definitely practices where balls were flying left and right, not where I wanted them to go.
But was it also neat making friends from the other schools, from South and North?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It was Catholic part of it, too?
Yeah.
Okay,
Women's Catholic Memorial was a part of it, too.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, that was always really cool. Everyone would get together after school and just having that.
Break down the barriers and those bitter rivalries among schools.
Yeah. I went to Waukesha Catholic growing up.
Okay.
So a lot of my friends went to Catholic Memorial. So it was cool to have people on the team that I didn't go to school with, but then knew all the people I knew.
And right.
Yeah.
That's terrific. So did you look at any other schools, or did you want to stay here in Waukesha where you're born and raised and loved it and knew that you had a great school at Carroll here?
Yeah, I was looking for physical therapy programs mostly when I was looking at schools.
Okay.
I was looking for that direct admit program. It's just really nice, honestly. So I applied mostly to direct admit programs. And then I think the only other school in Wisconsin was UW Lacrosse that I applied to.
Sure.
I ended up going to Carroll, and I'm happy about it.
Yeah. And why not to be in the state's oldest university city at the state's oldest university? So that's true. We have less than a minute before the break, and wanted to let everyone know that Dan Dukniak, head of Waukesha's Water Utility, will be on next week to talk about this this little project we have going on and bringing in Lake Michigan water. So stick around for next week. But we have so much more to talk about here with living lacrosse legend Dr. Clara Jelasic and her coach, the phenomenal Mike Hodge. When This Week in Waukesha continues, do not go away.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 83 today under overcast skies. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 51. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 62. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
We can live. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us and what he wished for others will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times in many parts of this nation, to those he touched and who sought to touch him, some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Hey, welcome back. This week in Waukesha, just a quick ode. It was 55 years ago this week that Senator Robert Francis Kennedy was assassinated in Los Angeles moments after winning the California primary, Democratic primary, which then would have assured him the nomination and possibly a victory in 68. And those words were from the eulogy by his brother Ted Kennedy. And Robert Kennedy was my senator growing up in New York and was actually taken 10 days before my first birthday. And in this age of polarization and disinformation, he is remembered, and encourage everybody to learn more about him and others in history that have, you know, tried standing for truth and really made an effort to be more inclusive. There's so much more we can learn here. And those words that he'd taken from George Bernard Shaw, some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not. And I two young people in front of me here, Clara Jelasic and Mike. And it seems like those are words that you guys live by. I mean, starting a lacrosse program from scratch, Mike.
Yes.
And then Clara just starting to play in high school and then coming this far in your collegiate career as an athlete and a scholar. That I don't know if you ever heard those words before. They're originally from George Bernard Shaw, but I could see that kind of in your room, you know, or wherever it is you reflect or motivate yourselves. So what do you do in the off season now to kind of keep in shape and to get, I know it's a whole, you know, year away, but, what do you guys do to kind of keep the program strong?
Yeah. So they are currently in their return to play phase of our strength and conditioning program. And that takes them through probably next like week or two. And then they slowly build up in throughout the summer and throughout the fall when they get back to campus. And I think a lot of it's, you know, just part of it is also kind of being present and being where your feet are. We say a lot. We said that a lot last year. Right. Be where your feet are.
Sure.
And making sure that you're taking the time to, you know, be with your family or friends, whatever it is that you spend that time. Because it is very... is very mentally and physically challenging to be a student athlete at any level. And even at the Division III level where these athletes are being asked to do just about everything that, you know, any athlete at any other institution is being asked to do. And they're not getting, you know, any compensation for it. And they're doing it for the pure love of the game and representing, you know, for us, Carroll University, at a high level. And, when we're asking, you know, I'm asking them to go out and be, you know, a bigger part of this community and being part of, you know, a winning tradition and a winning program. Right. So it takes a lot. It takes a lot.
You know, I have to tell you, coming from a Big Ten university, there's so much value in Division III athletics. And growing up in New York State, that was, you know, for years, most of the state schools were Division III, and they wanted to follow the Ivy League model that you wanted your students, give them an opportunity to participate in athletics.
Yes.
And I see, because there, you know, there's that tempting, obnoxious question. Do you guys, you know, do you see yourselves trying to get Division II or Division I status? And
right.
But why bother when you've got a great university city here? You got a great, you know, group of students. You attract students not only from Wisconsin, but quite a few from Illinois and around the Midwest. Yeah. And having that opportunity to participate on a very competitive level. And I imagine the CCIW is also as competitive in women's lacrosse as it is in football and some of the other sports.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the CCIW from a Division III standpoint is without a doubt one of the best in the nation. Certainly, you know, we've got the Wisconsin schools, and, you know, they're also Division III, but our programs at every level, we're competing with them.
Yeah.
We're beating them oftentimes, you know, but it's been awesome to have, you know, athletes in our region from Wisconsin, from Illinois, Minnesota, everywhere, just to be part of it and represent Carroll University at a, not just a regional level, but almost at, you know, even at a national level, getting a lot of that recognition nationally.
Okay, neat. Yeah. Do we is women's lacrosse or men's? I forget. Is that an Olympic sport yet? Like
not
Summer
yet.
Olympics? Okay.
Not yet.
That's something so you're
there's
vying
a
for.
Big,
okay.
There's a big push for it right now for both to become an Olympic sport, especially when it comes to LA. I think it's 2028, I believe.
Is that right?
The next time,
like a demonstration sport or something.
Yeah.
Or,
well, so they did do that, so they're hoping they're hoping for it to be, become that by then.
Sure. Well, it's such an exciting sport to play. There's a lot of running, a lot of conditioning required. there's physical contact.
Yes.
But there's also a real science to it. Absolutely. And then, of course, it has our roots in our Native American traditions, too.
Yep. Yeah.
So, great story from my my ancestral homeland, Ireland. There was like a World University Games or something, and one of our First Nations was not admitted, even though they had exceeded it. Yeah. And so the host nation team elected to drop out so that this First Nation, so the Irish team dropped out so that the First Nation team could come in and compete. I forget, that might have been a year or two ago, but I was was very proud of that.
Yeah, yeah, for the men's side, it was really awesome thing for them, for the men's team to do.
Yeah. So we have a minute left before the next break, but you have some camps coming up, right?
Yeah, so we have our Nike Accelerate Lacrosse Camp end of July, July 24th through the 27th. We get a lot of athletes from Wisconsin. We do offer an overnight option. We also offer a day option. And we have individuals that are at the high school level and at the youth level. So there's two options for every age. We bring in a lot of our athletes, come back for the camp. Our staff is there. I'm there. And we bring in a lot of even alumni who are now
Sounds
in the coaching
great.
Professions as well.
All
so.
Right. Hey, stick around with Coach Mike Hodge and Claire Jelasic from Carroll Women's Lacrosse as this week Mark Shot continues. Don't go away.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump will be arraigned in court on Tuesday in the classified documents case. And on sealing the indictment, Special Prosecutor Jack Smith said,
"It's very important for me to note that the defendants in this case must be presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law.
The former president maintains he did nothing wrong. Smoky haze along the East Coast is starting to clear. Here's CBS's Christina Ruffini in Washington.
It's supposed to hang around Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be really warm here on Sunday. And then forecasters right now are saying hopefully by Monday we'll see it start to move on to somewhere else.
The smoke is from Canadian wildfires. Four children have been rescued 40 days after the plane they were on crashed in the Amazon jungle. Their grandfather was overjoyed.
Alegría porque.
When we found the children, we felt joy and we are grateful to God.
The siblings ranged in age from 13 years old to 11 months. CBS News Brief, I'm Linda Kenyon.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. 2 years later, a homicide suspect has changed his story. Jimmy Kaska has more.
The 18-year-old charged with shooting and killing a Racine Horlick basketball player in May of 2021 now says it was self-defense. Recent court records show the attorney for Joshua Daniel Jr. made the claim in the homicide case. Police initially said Daniel told them that he shot Dontrell Bush at a party 2 years ago because, quote, he was from West Chicago and shooting was normal there.
The proposed revenue-sharing agreement for Milwaukee would come with certain policing obligations for the city and county. Lawmakers have stipulated that Milwaukee must increase its detective count by at least 175 and add 218 firefighters. There's still plenty of pastry elsewhere, but one Racine Kringle company has closed up their kitchen. Larson's Bakery has closed its doors after over 60 years. For Civic Media News, I'm
Stuart
J. Waddles.
This Sunday, the Black-owned Summer Marketplace, hosted by MKE Black Incorporated. Enjoy food trucks, vendors, and a live DJ, all while supporting local Black-owned businesses. This event will be downtown in the Deer District from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at mkeblack.org and download our app today.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinly's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. UK.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, we're back listening to Waukesha. Last night, I was enjoying beers and food truck favorites at the new Tap Yard, now located at Manuka Park, excuse me. I was with some softball parents from my daughter's softball team, the Waukesha ESA Suffragettes, who are they're in a tournament this morning at the Heppner Horn VFW Post 5716 in New Berlin, and I'll be flying over there when this show's over to catch most of hopefully game one. I also broadcast those games on Game Changer, and that's a lot of fun to do. So that song was playing, Maxine Knight. Getting right back to where we started from. And that's kind of what Mike Hodge and Claire Jelasic are doing, bringing a sport developed by our First Nation brethren and making it more popular in Wisconsin. And also talking about getting right back to where we started from, Jane is back with a report from the farmer's market. And Jane, what's going on? What have you learned so far in your first tour of duty at the Waukesha Farmer's Market?
Well, I tell you what, Don, I just had a maple and bacon scone that I think will change the course of my entire life. It was so good. You know, sometimes scones can be kind of, dry like a rock.
Yeah.
This was not that. It was delicious. So not only can you get life-changing scones, there's vegetables of all kinds, rhubarb, onions, radishes, gorgeous asparagus. The one thing I would say that I find really amusing is there was one gentleman who walked past. He had one tomato.
Nice.
That was it. Just one. You wouldn't buy at least, I don't know, three.
Right.
But you can bring your dogs. They can get their nails clipped. I had a chance to pet three really good dogs already. Mm. You can get knives sharpened. You can get all kinds of tasty things to eat. Flower bouquets, flower baskets, you name it. And the weather here at the Waukesha State Bank parking lot in downtown Waukesha, the weather is perfect.
Yeah, got a nice little breeze going through, so it's not like a hot beating sun, right?
Yeah, I was talking to the information folks, Courtney, across the way, and he said last weekend was a little toasty.
Right.
So if you like it a little on the cooler side, you want to come down to the Waukesha Farmers Market today because, again, the conditions are just gorgeous.
Fantastic. Well, Jane, I am so glad you're having fun. I know this was a big favor you did for us filling in for Johnny, but I'm really glad you're kind of making a little holiday out of it.
Oh, absolutely. And again, if I can find a life-changing scone, who knows what I'm going to find in the next hour and a half.
There you go.
Make sure you stop by and say hello. You can pick up a WAUK sticker. I've got some Skittles and other little things to give away, and I'd always love to meet you. So come by and say hi. I will be out here until noon.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Jane Matinier. Enjoy the rest of the farmer's market. Bye for now.
I will. Bye-bye.
All right. So Jane Matinier. Jane will also be marching with us in the 4th of July parade. Walk Radio will be proud to participate in that. I'm really excited about it. So it's one of the things I enjoyed as an alderman. It's just a great opportunity to connect. Will Carol be marching in the parade? Will there be like a big Carol University float? Or
I'm not sure if they'll be in the 4th of July one. I know they do the holiday one.
The Christmas parade,
for sure. I know the marching band, they're typically in it. So, sure. With the students being away, I'm not sure if they have it for the 4th of July one or not.
Sounds
I
good.
Think We've you did it once,
one
I believe.
Year, yeah.
Okay. Sure.
But yeah, only once.
Okay. Well, like I said, you're welcome. We're inviting our guests to march with us too. You get a free T-shirt. Right. So if you're interested,
in
great way to promote lacrosse and Carroll lacrosse.
Absolutely.
So here in the state's oldest university city, I just kind of thought of that this morning. Like, hey, if this is the oldest university in the state, we are the state's oldest university city, and it's so great. With this partnership that we've been forming with Carroll to realize that we really are a university city, very much in the European tradition. So much connectivity and so many alumni that, running businesses here and doing more great things and coming back and working for the school too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think it's awesome. I live right here in Waukesha too. So just being part of the community has been fantastic.
Yeah. And so many great young talents here in the city. If I could, take a quick moment. So this morning I went to get my coffee at Steaming Comp. They open up at 6:30 and the place is already I had to wait, And who was my barista? None other than accomplished author Agatha Tofty, whose children's book helped Java Joe and his friends, helped Java Joe find his friends in Waukesha. The book was illustrated by Aria Monet and, of course, written by Agatha Tofty. And Agatha's a little hesitant about public speaking. I tried to get her on the show, but she said maybe when she starts her second title and she'll come on. But she's also busy teaching over at WCTC, another fine institution. So now, Coach Hodge, we talked about your part of this youth movement of coaches here at Carroll and seeing some big traction too in the form of winning seasons and championships. And do you see many of the students coming and succeeding you or joining your staff or the other staffs when they
I think so. I've to be honest, I've been very lucky with my staff. If you look, we've had Coach Novak. She's since been married. We refer to her as Coach Berg. But Coach Novak has been with me for, I believe, 7 or 8 years now.
Okay.
And then Coach Paquin and Coach Toski. She was a player at Concordia, Wisconsin.
Oh, neat. Okay.
And so just having them being part of our staff and, mm-hmm. and seeing, and even in myself coaching at the club level, Coach Toski, and seeing her come up now. And, and I'm sure, you know, even individuals like Clara and some of her other young alum that are in the area, you know, coaching at the JV level, at the high school level.
Sure.
So we're really, really excited and really lucky to have that.
Sounds great. And James Santel of Morning Cannolis has just walked in and just got a haircut, too. Great coif going on. But while Jim comes in, it gives me a good opportunity to pause and mention some city news. At our last city council meeting, the Common Council selected Paul Wateska as the new council member representing the 9th District that was vacated when Alderman Mike Payne had moved out of the district and vacated the seat. And I consider it a major upset because he'd beaten incumbent county legislator for that area, Daryl Enriquez. So, and Daryl's name, you know, precedes himself as a writer for Journal Sentinel and for the Freeman. So, Paul is a senior commercial manager with Rockwell Automation. So, we hope to have Paul on this show soon and get to know him along with some other new alders. And speaking of the 9th District, too, former Alder Kathleen Cummings, who was forced to resign in the fall of 2021 under several charges of election fraud, her case is finally coming to court on Monday, June 19th, the day after Father's Day. And so we'll be paying attention to that. Some unconfirmed sources have said, too, that a city, possibly a current city employee and former city employee, will be subpoenaed to testify in that by request of a Cummings defense team. So, again, we'll be paying close attention to that. And then Friday Night Live had its second running last night, and our good friend Johnny Watermelon was there before going out of town, and he put the booth outside of Mia's restaurant. Our good friend Bo Blass, another young phenom in his, I guess, late 20s, early 30s, took over the helm at Mia's and doing some exciting things over there. So I definitely, anyone in the mood for pasta, go check out what Bo's doing over there at Mia's. And they've always got a great outdoor display for Friday Night Live. So sorry I missed that. But promised Johnny I'd give Bo and Mia's a big shout out. And so here we are. And so back to Coach Hodge and Dr. J, Claire Jelassic, the living legend. So you got camp coming up. Will you be helping out with the camp at all, Clara?
Maybe after boards, because my boards exam is that same week. Yeah, that Tuesday. So maybe after.
Well, good luck.
But I have in the past, and it's always really fun.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. And then so during like the fall, I guess, semester, what do you do to keep it? Does practice happen kind of year round or how does that work for?
Yes. So in the past, we've had 16 days of practice.
Okay.
And then like on the field, and then we'll have one day of competition.
Okay.
During the fall semester.
Sure.
So typically now it is changing a little bit, but we'll get some more extra days of practice and still trying to figure out how that's going to look for the team. But so we do get some time, a little bit of time anyways on the field before we break for winter.
Well, great. You know, we were joking around during the break that Coach Buda, they got to take the football team to Germany for spring football. You know, will you guys be able to go on any exciting junkets for lacrosse?
Well, I certainly hope so. The one thing we do get every spring over, you know, our season overlaps with spring break. So we're usually getting an opportunity to travel somewhere, you know, hopefully warm, you know, away from the, the winters. But this past year, we actually had the opportunity to go to Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, and really get to explore those two states.
Very
and
cool.
Play some.
Yeah.
Play some great competition.
I bet.
And just, you know, really get a chance to see another part of the United States that typically, you know, we would normally not get to see, you know, being here.
Okay. So and now coming back home to Wisconsin, where we've all agreed that the sport is not as prominent or popular as perhaps it should be.
Yes.
And especially for the women's sport, what plans or ideas do you have in place, since you two very much are great ambassadors for women's lacrosse here in the state?
Yes. So for us, it's a lot about bringing the youth programs onto campus, whether it's before games, during our season, having our athletes work with the younger athletes and showing them, you know, just the, you know, the excitement to play at the next level and hopefully continue their interest in the game. And even so having those coaches with those youth programs, and I think they're just as excited to be on the field as the athletes, because they're taking notes. And we've had some really good success working with youth programs, and even with Muskego High School. They have a relatively new girls program at Muskego High School.
Sure.
And so Coach Jewell has been really been working with us a lot and just asking questions and you know, putting them in the right connections with the right people to make sure that they've got a sound youth program, and he's done a fantastic job, and and so just really being able to work with any high school coaches or, you know, youth programs that just want to learn about the game, and you know, we do what we can and continue That's to bring great. those young women onto campus.
Good. And do you have a pretty good turnout for your games when you're here at Schneider Stadium?
Yes, I mean, as long as it's not, you know,
weather permitting.
Weather permitting. Yeah. So we do play through the just like you know, football. It's we play through the rain, the snow, the sleet.
You're not sissies
the cold.
Like us baseball players, right?
No, yeah, exactly. So
that's a knock on myself. I'm a baseball guy.
Yeah. So but you know, yeah, it's. I mean, I think our last home game, we got to host a conference semifinal game. And I think we had a really nice turnout, and, you know, when the weather's nicer, for sure. Having, you know, I believe it was McGuanago Youth Program all showed up, and just really, it's a great atmosphere for sure to come out and watch, especially when you have a nice night or a nice Saturday afternoon.
Sure.
It's a lot of fun, and it's an exciting game, and you know, even if you don't know much about the game, being able to see it played live is a lot of fun, and the nuances of it, and just the quick pace. I mean, it is the fastest game on 2 feet, so it's a lot of fun.
You know, I never thought of that, but it really is.
So it's a lot of fun to watch for sure, especially when you're there and, you know, being able to watch it.
Yeah, I think another great thing is everyone kind of being from like Wisconsin, Illinois, a lot of parents get to come watch, and there's a lot of like families and all of that, which is nice when you're away at college.
Travel, yeah.
And it's still kind of like accessible for families too.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thanks for sharing that. Terrific. So, and now this team, this winning program, has advanced to the CCIW championship 2 years in a row, and unfortunately lost to a very tough University of Chicago team, the Maroons.
Yes.
Former Big Ten team. And they're not even in the CCIW. You kindly let them in for women's lacrosse. They returned their favor by stealing the championship. But do you think you'll be facing them next year? And you have a plan maybe for getting over that hump?
That is the goal. We have a very talented class of freshmen coming in. And so I'm very excited about that. I'm excited with the youth that we've had on our team and them getting to learn, obviously having Clara being the, you know, the leader and kind of showing them what it takes, but it's been really good, and we're hoping that we get over that hump next year. That's always the goal.
So much more to talk about in this week of Waukesha with the Carroll University Women's Lacrosse Coach Hodge and Clara Dr. J. Jelasic. Don't go away.
Hey, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 83 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 51. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 62. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude
on 540 AM WAUK.
Favorite Pearl Jam songs, Daughter. So I may not be able to call her daughter, but Dr. Claire Jelasic may very well be Waukesha's favorite daughter after an accomplished lacrosse career, one more season remaining, and an accomplished academic career where she's already earned her doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
It feels good, honestly.
So, yeah. And, you know, you've received the ultimate prize of being Waukesha's favorite daughter, maybe favorite child, as well as being on the show. Jim Santel has graced my guest once again with morning cannolis prior to his show, and I'm going to hold them up to the live stream. Show your trophy, your winning trophy there.
There we go.
And don't be afraid to eat that while we're eating. But that's from Glorioso's all the way on Brady Street. So we continue to stay connected with our friends throughout the Milwaukee area, and that's obviously one of the jewels of bakeries, of Italian bakeries. Here in this area, and looking forward to Jim's show next. So much, a wealth of great information about the latest legal issues and cases, and also affecting our government and way of life. So stick around for Jim, and again, got a great new haircut to show off. So check out the live stream. But back here with Coach Mike Hodge and Clara, Dr. J. Jelasic, living lacrosse legend. You chose to stay home for college in this great city of ours we call Waukesha. Do you see yourself also staying here after you finished your academic work and you've graduated?
Yeah, potentially. I'm not. I feel like I'm open to anything right now. I'm just kind of trying to find the best job necessarily versus location.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
That's terrific. And and if you stay, and then you'll no matter where you'll go, you'll continue to be an ambassador for Carol and for women's lacrosse.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So that's terrific. Do you see, especially with the nature of your work, do you also see yourself working closely with women's lacrosse? Like, say, if you're working for another university or a clinic that.
Yeah, I feel like probably not through physical therapy, but I think like coaching, I've always enjoyed coaching. Like we've kind of said, growing that sport is like something that we're always trying to do.
Sure. Yeah. I tried in vain to get my daughter interested, my youngest daughter. Mm-hmm. She's a great softball player. And again, I'll be hustling over to the Heppner Horn VFW Post 5716 in New Berlin to watch her play. And she's a three-sport athlete, basketball and volleyball, but I couldn't get her to play lacrosse, especially knowing the strong genes that she has. But she loves what she does. She loves softball. She's really enjoyed volleyball and still kind of getting her sea legs in basketball, but she's an athlete, a great student athlete like yourself, Claire. But cannot get her for as hard as I tried to pick up a lacrosse stick. And I will say, because at her middle school there were promotions for youth lacrosse, and so I was trying to give her a nudge, and but not for everybody, but it should be for anyone that's interested, especially in another sport. Excellent cross training for sure, and it's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun.
So, as someone that played football, and you'd either have some like blazing hot, summer camp days, or you get into October and it's just like wet or cold or nasty. Like football practice is, no one enjoys football practice. Lacrosse, though, that's a lot of fun, even in the cooler weather.
Yeah, most definitely. So many good memories just from like all the people that I've played with, coached with.
Sure, sure. That's neat. So, And how about when you're not playing lacrosse, Mike, what do you enjoy doing?
Well, it's got two young kids at home, so there's a lot of time getting them, they're, like I said earlier, the Little Scoopers program, getting them involved, both my daughters, trying to keep them active. I know we'll be at the farmer's market probably right after this.
Please stop by and say hi to Jane.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So you get your picture taken with her.
Yeah, for
in front
sure.
Of our bath.
So being, really just part of Waukesha and enjoying everything that this whole area has to offer.
Yeah.
Love spending time going up to northern Wisconsin. We're lucky enough our family has a place up there where we can get away.
Can I ask whereabouts?
Tomahawk, Wisconsin.
Oh, I love Tomahawk.
Yeah.
That butcher shop in town is really cool.
Yeah, so just a lot. Ever since I've been growing up, forever really, we've been going up there during the summers and just being out there fishing. Honestly, probably one of the very few people that actually enjoys being on an ice cold lake in the middle of January, right?
Sure.
Before. It's just time for me to
fisher guy
at times, not nice. as not as prominent as I'm sure a lot more up there, but
right.
I do enjoy going up there right before our season starts, because we do start in January. We're right when school starts in the middle of January, but
cool.
I do like going up there, and
that's great.
Hiking, just being outside. Yeah. Honestly, just being outside is something that I've always been doing.
So, how about you, Claire? When you're not dominating on the lacrosse pitch or in the classroom, what do you like? What do you like to do in your spare time, if you have much of it?
Yeah. I work right now.
Where are you working?
I work at Culver's.
Nice.
Yep.
On 164.
Sunset.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to remember that.
Yep. I worked there in high school. Went back during college. But yeah, they're super accommodating to like all the
so
scheduling.
So when I go in there, I expect the name tag to say Dr. J. Talk to your manager about that.
The funny thing is I actually don't have a name tag. I lost it in like the wash. And we have a bunch of new kids.
They
just don't know I'm their boss, which is kind of fun.
Oh, so you're kind of your manager there then too.
I am.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great. So you could eventually own your own restaurant while you're also practicing your science.
Maybe if I really wanted to.
Yeah. That's terrific. So, well, it's great having two doctors here in the house with the Juris Doctor James Santel and now Clara Jelasic here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. There's always a wealth of great intelligence here and fine people, too. And Mike Hodge, a doctor in your own right, I would imagine. Doctor of lacrosse.
Yeah, sure. I don't know about that. But, certainly been playing and coaching lacrosse for almost 20 years. So I love the game. I mean, it's there's nothing like it. And I know we
Fantastic.
Always try to compare what it's like. And for me, something we've talked about at the beginning is, it's the sport that was here in North America before any of us were here.
Yeah.
And so
how about that?
So it's, for me, this is the ultimate sport. It's the ultimate,
And I gotta be really careful about how I frame this. My JV team, I played JV baseball, but my buddies in the JV team were playing at one of the First Nations in Gowanda, and I have a lot of Seneca friends. Mm-hmm. And we won by one goal, but an awful fight broken out.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back and it was all, everything was fine. But I had a favorite social studies teacher who thought that was fantastic, because he was passionate about Native American history and said that, it wouldn't be considered a good day unless three people were killed, because it was war training back in those days. So, anyway, we have less than a minute left, and just want to say thank you both, Coach Mike Hodge and Clara Jelasic, living lacrosse legend from Carroll University. Any final comments before we leave?
I would just say thanks for having us, obviously, and come come to Carol Lacrosse.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go to the website.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having us and promoting Carol University.
Thank you for all that you do to promote our community, our university city, and, of course, Carol University. Go Pios. Everyone, enjoy your Saturday. Congrats to all the high school grads. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And stick around for Morning Cannolis with James Santel next. See ya!
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July. Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that?
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to...